Whether you're looking for advice on health, relationships, balance in your life, money, or for your spirit, you're at the right spot. It's time now for Connect with Kimberly Reed. And here's your host, Kimberly Reed.
Wow, it is so great to be back here with you again on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. Of course, I'm Kimberly Reed, and it is an honor and a pleasure to be here to serve you in helping to optimize your life into something that is absolutely brilliant. Today is Life Balance Day, and that means that we're looking for stress reduction. We're looking to find more enjoyment in our lives, and we're looking for that space that we can breathe and enjoy and take it in and not just be blowing through our life so fast that we don't have time to take a breath and that we overtax our body from the stress and that we overtax our relationships because of the stress of life. So it's really a great time. May I encourage you all to take a nice big deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and just enjoy this moment forever, how long you can tune in for us today, because we have an amazing guest who co-authored a book called Reboot Your Life. And I think that is very appropriate in this day and age where especially the U.S. citizens tend to not take breaks, to work more than Europeans and elsewhere on the planet, and forget to take those breath breaks and forget to take those joy breaks. And I'm just very excited that this individual decided to be on our show today. We had a different guest originally, but amazingly enough, it all works out perfectly when we don't stress and we just enjoy. So today our guest is Nancy Berg, and she has had a long career in international security policies, including a national security advisor to the Vice President of the U.S. Today, Berg is a consultant focusing on national security reform, conflict prevention, and post-conflict peace building. And she also teaches a university course on leadership, and she currently resides in Washington, D.C. So she's back east. And I heard you had your first 80-degree day recently, Nancy.
Yes. Hello to you, Kimberly, and to everyone. We did. We had 80 degrees yesterday. Today it's gone back to being a little cooler, and I was wishing I was out in California when I when I looked out the window. But yeah, we did.
Yeah. So there were four of you total that decided to write this book, Reboot Your Life, and for those of you interested and at your computers, you can go to your computer and Reboot Break, R-E-B-O-O-T, break.com, and learn more about this amazing book, reminding us and some of the reasons why we should take a reboot break. But what possessed you all to write this book?
Well, that's a good question. People are probably wondering, because you gave my bio, and they probably thought, what is an uptight Washington, D.C. person who works on national security doing on our radio station talking to us about life balance? And so it's a great question to start with. The four of us all are part of a women's leadership group. Actually, the group was written up in the New York Times on Sunday, but not us specifically, but one of us. But we were at a leadership conference, and one of the things they do there is have table topics at lunch, and you can go sit down at whatever topic it is, and you know, topics like aging parents or Latin American policy or, you know, the economy. You know, you take your pick, or leadership or whatever. And I went to one called Dream Weaving because I wanted to get to know the leader of it better. And two other women sat down. We didn't know each other. And we started talking about what would you do if you only had a year to live. And we all started talking about how we wouldn't work. we would take a sabbatical. And then we further said, you know, I've taken a sabbatical, and we had all done that, and we started talking about all the benefits of it. So we had a great time, And we got to know each other better over the next year. And then we talked about it again, and we decided we were so passionate about this subject, and we decided to write a book about it. And that's what we did, and we've done a lot of research and become very close friends. It's been a real journey.
So, living your dream life, I mean, we've talked about similar things, about how when you find work that you absolutely love, it's no longer work, it's play. We've talked about how to enjoy life more and really optimize all those five areas. And it's funny that we end up doing jobs that don't necessarily align with our values, but we kind of fall into it, and then we feel like we're trapped and we can't do anything else. How do you talk to somebody like that around these sabbaticals and taking a break to reboot their and recharge their battery? Because we get burnt out. I mean, literally, are so many women, especially across the nation, their adrenal glands are just completely worn out from overloaded with stress and ongoing stress for years and years at a time. So what do you say to somebody like that?
Right. Well, I think there were two different things you mentioned there. One is somebody simply wants a job change. They're in the wrong job. And the other is the burned out. And I'll start with the burned out. You know, probably people listening have been working for quite a few years without a break. You know, maybe a little vacation in the summer, but Americans don't even take their full vacation oftentimes.
Well, they're made to feel guilty if they do.
And they do, and they bring the guilt on themselves, and others make them feel guilty. Are you really? You're going away for 2 weeks in a row? What are you talking about? And so what we say to people is you deserve a break, and you need to give yourself permission to take it. And you do need the time to step back. You do need the time to take the breath. And so you need to figure out how you can do it. Figure out in a way that it's the most optimum for you, but it's the most optimum for your family and for your job, if you're going to be coming back to the same job afterward. And that's really what has to be done in order to get started. And so that would be for any kind of a break. That's whether you do it because you're totally stressed out and just need the time, or whether you want to do something like leave that job, and we call it a between gigs sabbatical. Like a between gigs sabbatical. You know, I'm a lawyer on Wall Street. One of the people we interviewed, over 200 people, plus we've had our own sabbatical. You know, one of the people we interviewed, his name was Marco, had gone to law school, you know, did great, Wall Street job, hated it. And he took a very planned break to figure out what he wanted to do. And he spent some time, you know, traveling, reconnecting with his family, doing all that. And he had majored in national security studies in college, and that's what his passion was. And he had set it aside when he went to law school, and now he's doing national security stuff. So, and he's, you know, he's happier. There's a certain relaxation that comes. You know, I loved it that you started out with the taking a breath, because that really does make a difference. One little breath makes a difference. And then if you can imagine having a period of time where you're able to take lots of breaths.
And you don't have to remind yourself to do it deeply.
Yeah. And you do, I always describe it as having space around your head. And it's really space around your whole body, too. But instead of that, oh, my God, I have to check my iPhone. I have to, you know, all the kind of the panic rising in us about how are we going to do it all. You actually have space around you. And you go for a walk, and you look at the architecture, which you never notice because you're simply, you know,
rushing
as fast as you can to your next destination. So.
Well, and it's amazing that when you take the time, invest the time into rebooting, that the creativity, the ideas begin to flow again, because you're not on high alert all the time of, you know, oh, got to check my email, got to check my BlackBerry or iPhone, and oh, the phone is ringing, and, you know, what about the kids, and what about this, and what are we going to have for dinner, you know, and those myriad of things that are constantly bombarding us, plus all of the marketing and media messages that are constantly coming on. And it's just absolutely amazing. We had a guest on last week or the week before that once a year or twice a year she goes and just sits in complete silence or hikes, you know, just for the whole week she does not talk. And she does bird watching and journaling, but she does not talk. And it's, she just said it's absolutely remarkable how many ideas come to her and clarity around ideas. And she just, she says she even does it like a data dump before she, like a week before, all the things that, you know, that she's been thinking about to do, just starts putting them on a piece of paper so that when she goes on this retreat, that she can be free, that she doesn't have to worry about those things, that they're written down, and she can just be free to be.
Kimberly, that is such a great tip. It, you know, it really is. The version of that that I know is somebody we wrote about. It's a friend of mine, in fact, who went to a monastery where they actually have a program where you can come. And it was nearby. It wasn't like going to India. And you can do silence for a weekend or a week. I think she did it for a week. But this is somebody, the woman you described, the person you described, who is doing it on her own. And I love the idea of the dump in advance. You want to do what you can to get yourself
prepared
for it. And then you want to just be open to everything. You know, that's where the creativity comes in, is you open yourself up more. You open yourself up to, you know, to feel more and to see more and to breathe more and to see the sky better. And
sounds are more enjoyable, you know, that even a honking car can't, you can find joy even in that, you know, that you can, you know, I'm thankful I can even hear that. But we've got to take a break, so let's just take a quick one. And when we come back, let's talk about how people can take these sabbaticals that you're talking about and different varieties of them. So we're here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, Life Balance Day. We're talking with Nancy Burke and Reboot Your Life. We'll be back after these messages.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
I'm free.
I love it, Tom. That was a good one. We're back on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. Today is Life Balance Day, and we have one of the four authors of Reboot Your Life, Energize Your Career and Life by Taking a Break. And we are speaking with Nancy Burke. So thank you, Nancy, for being on the show today. So what are some of the ways that you talk about, practical ways to take a work break for a breather or a real life change?
Well, the practical ways, well, first, there are three types of breaks. One is a what we call a workplace sabbatical, and we use the word sabbatical and reboot break interchangeably. But a workplace sabbatical is one where you leave your job and then come back to it. And there are many corporations that have sabbatical programs. And you can continue to be paid or be paid partly, continue benefits or work out something with the employer, or simply, if there's not a program, just simply work it out with the employer that you're going to take time off. I'd be glad to go into more of those details later if you like.
Sure.
And then the other kind, and the second one is between gigs, which I mentioned, where you you decide to take a break, and you either have already lined up another job and you're taking time in between, which we always recommend, or you don't know and you're taking the break you figured out how to do it financially. I can talk about that, too. And you're taking the break so that you can figure out what you want to do next, like Marco did. And then the third kind is unexpected. And there's been too much of that in this economy, but it's when people end up on a break because they've ended up without a job because of job loss. And with the unexpected sabbatical, we suggest that it's time to take a break before jumping back into the job market and figure out a way financially to take the time and to figure out what you really want to do. You know, you were an accountant and you were crazed all the time doing that, and that's not really what you want to do. So you need to take some time to figure out what you'd rather do.
Well, and I think each one of them have value, and it's interesting the statistics of folks going into a job loss situation where, you know, where their attitude is, what attitude are they choosing, and those that go into that dark space of fear and lack and really going, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my house, you know, where my family's going to be on the streets, you know, and just going down that fear spiral, how hard it is for them to actually find work, because they just, you know, when they go into an interview, the interviewer just smells the fear and the despair on them.
That's a good point. And the thing that comes out of a break is the being re-energized, being revitalized, recharged, and that can be detected for sure.
The energy shift in that and choosing, okay, hey, maybe I needed a break. Maybe my body needed a break from, you know, 5 years of being on that high-stress job, and now I'm being gifted a break. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Such an energy difference there, folks.
Yeah.
And you get to choose that, you know, and sometimes it is difficult, especially if you're head of the household and facing, you know, dire times, but there are always ways that we can re-energize our battery, and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. So what are some of the low-cost ways that you can take a sabbatical, Nancy?
Some of the low-cost ways, well, part of it is, of course, deciding how long you can take one. And, you know, an ideal amount of time is a year, but not everybody can do that. So, you know, we like to say that 3 months it's really good to at least take 3 months. If you only take a month, that's okay too, but you can't get as much into it as you could if you took several. But you know, a low cost way to do it is to stay around where you live. Don't go on exotic travel. Spend time at home. Find the free things to do, and just start rediscovering the area you live in. Or, you know, rediscover travel within the United States.
There's so many great places to go.
Yeah. Take an inexpensive course at the community college or someplace, you know. Learn a new language. Take some painting. You always wanted to paint, never knew how. Take a painting class. Those kinds of things. Learn more about gardening. And those are good ways. Those are excellent, inexpensive ways to reboot.
Well, I think, and it's amazing how when you learn new things, how it lights up a different part of your brain or reactivates a part of you that you have been out of touch with since childhood, and to really connect with that authentic self, it's an awesome way, whether it be painting, drawing, a martial art, or, you know, just any myriad of different things that we have the opportunity to learn right in your own backyard. It's really incredible. I mean, for us here in Ventura County, I mean, we've got the beautiful beach right here in Ventura that we can go and sit and meditate and, you know, have the ocean take our cares away, you know, for $2 in parking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, pretty awesome.
pretty awesome. Yeah.
So tell us about your favorite sabbatical so far, Nancy.
My favorite one of mine? Oh, gosh, I've done several. You know, I think that my favorite one was an unusual one, but I left the job as National Security Advisor to the Vice President of the United States to go overseas with my husband, who I was married to at the time. He was in the Army. And we wanted to have children and had not accomplished that yet. We'd only been married a short time. But I went overseas and with him, and I lived in Germany and in Japan. I learned German fairly well, Japanese a little bit. I had two beautiful daughters. I got to know lots and lots of people, got to travel a lot, and I kept my hand in professionally by doing a few professional things, like I was on the Army Science Board and this and that. But that was, so that's an unusual one because it was several years that we were assigned overseas. But I called it my public service time, and I proudly keep that on my resume. You know, other people might say, oh, my God, you took a gap. You know, oh, no, nobody will ever hire you again. You had a gap on your resume. And, you know, I've had other things that could otherwise have been called a gap, but I just say, you know, it's a sabbatical, and this is what I accomplished while I was on it.
It's all marketing, right? How are you going to market that sabbatical?
So, anyway.
That's great. I wanted to read a couple of the testimonials that you have on your website. I think they're just fantastic. One is by Claudia Kotchkova, I think.
Claudia Kotchka.
Kotchka, and she is an innovator at Procter & Gamble, former vice president at Procter & Gamble. And taking a sabbatical to grow, expand, and explore is so essential to your ability to create and innovate, which is what Americans are the best at. But most of us don't think it's possible until we retire. Reboot Your Life, the book, gives you a roadmap as well as tips and stories from those who have done it. I highly recommend it for anyone thinking about making themselves as well as their organizations more open to innovative and creative thinking. So that's incredible. And then one from the former CEO of Borders, Greg, help me with that last name.
Josefowitz.
I don't care how good you are at your work, all of us need time off to refresh and recharge. Until recently, I had never taken more than one contingent week off from work. That's so sad. I wish I had taken a reboot break earlier in my career. Reboot Your Life gives you the courage and the tools to do so. Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some high-powered folks that are really pointing to the value of having that reboot break or the sabbatical like you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, again, it opens up our creativity channels and connects us with Source or God or Spirit, and really helps the physical body to de-stress and to learn how to enjoy more of your life instead of just speeding through it like a bullet.
That's right.
And burning out and not enjoying and not living an optimized life, which is what, you know, I'm here for, to help you, to remind you. So we are getting close to taking a break, the Shiro break, but what else would you like our listeners to know before we take that break, Nancy?
Well, I would like them to know that... then I have more advice for them on the other side of the half hour. But there are things they need to know about a break to help arm themselves for the break. There are things we call sabbatical robbers, and there are things to be prepared for and that they can get prepared for to get the most out of the break.
Fantastic.
Out of their break.
Fantastic.
But the main thing is for them to know that they can do it and that everybody we interviewed, every single person came back better after the break, and also that corporations, you know, for people who leave and take the break and have that on their record, there are actually corporations who look for people like that because those people are willing to take a risk.
Well, and they're typically more balanced as well.
And yes, and the corporations can see that, can see that that's going to be what happens with that person. Balance is a big, important word in all of this.
Well, and just like the colleges are looking for really balanced individuals to even allow them into their school,
That's right.
How much charitable volunteer work they've done, what different types of activities, or have they been monofocused, and as well as just their GPA. You know, it's just a whole package that they're really looking at to bring in well-adjusted students into the university. So, and I think that trend is finally moving into the corporate world and looking for really well-adjusted, happy, productive people. And the corporations, thankfully, are starting to get a clue that in order for them to be happy, productive, innovative, creative, out-of-the-box thinkers, they need some time and some space to breathe and to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thrilled to see that starting to trend, because for too long, the pendulum was swung the other way and had a lot of burnout folks around the planet. So,
yes.
Oh my goodness. So yeah. we're gonna take a quick break, Nancy. For our listeners, we're on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. It's Life Balance Day, helping you to de-stress and to enjoy life more and to reboot your life, which is the topic today. Reboot your life, energize your career and your life by taking a break. And the website is rebootbreak.com. And our guest today is Nancy Berg. So stay with us here on Inspiring and Empowering Radio for Women and those enlightened men out there on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ. Are you ready for a career that makes a difference in the lives of others? Or perhaps you realize having only one source of income just doesn't cut it in this economy. Hi, I'm Kimberly Reed, founder of Tools for Better Living, and I'm looking for motivated people to join me on a mission that is revolutionizing North America. My team and I believe... And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. It is the Shiro moment here at 1:30, and our guest today, Nancy Berg, is going to honor a Shiro of her own. Nancy?
Yes. You know, I've thought about this, and I'm torn because I have two. And,
well.
And one of them is my mother, and there are important reasons for that. And then another one is more of a contemporary of mine. I'm going to start with my mother, and if there's time, I will...
We'll make time.
Another friend, but I can also work her into other things. My mother is turning 90 in May, and during World War II, she had been a school teacher in Minnesota, young woman, just out of college, and she was recruited to go to Washington, D.C. to be part of a group of people, and they were mostly women, the men were off fighting the war, who were working in intelligence. They were working on decoding military messages, and she was assigned to decoding Japanese messages. And I grew up knowing this. And,
wow.
We were raised in Idaho, and the fact that my mother had gone from Minnesota to Washington and that she had been part of such an incredibly important enterprise was so inspiring to me, and it has been all my life. And so I ended up traveling during college, going to live overseas, actually part of the time during college. I've lived overseas several times in my life. I ended up in Washington, D.C., and I ended up working on national security policy. And, you know, they say that she's in the greatest generation. You know, Tom Brokaw has mm-hmm. this term, and it really is true, and I...
Salt of the earth.
I just want to
earth,
honor
folks.
Her. I appreciate the opportunity you've given me to speak today about a Shiro, because she really and has inspired me all my life. Plus, she's a great supporter.
Mm. We need those people, whether they're inside our family or outside. Mm-hmm. We have to have those cheerleaders and those encouragers in our lives. So that's incredible. And I totally agree with you. That generation was there still to this day, just amazing, salt of the earth, grounded people that truly kept, you know, this country together mm-hmm. in some very, very dark times.
Yeah. So her name is Hildegard Berg.
Hildegard Berg.
Yeah. Hildegard Berg. Yeah. Anyway.
And what about your other?
Well, my other one is a woman of our times. Her name is Susan Collin Marks, and she is a South African. She's a white South African. And during apartheid, her mother raised her to be not prejudiced. And she actually was shunned a bit in school because was so open-minded. And when it came time that the country began to change and Nelson Mandela was let out of prison and became president, and there was a possibility that the country would turn to civil war. It was very difficult, very split. And she took part in a kind of a citizen grassroots effort where they had kind of a pact among certain people and the local police departments and key actors in keeping the country at peace. So, for example, if there was going to be a demonstration, they would send people to help keep the demonstration peaceful. She would stand in between the two sets of demonstrators and that kind of thing. And she now lives in this country, and she's vice president of an organization that does reconciliation work all around the world. And that's work that I believe in very strongly. Mm-hmm. It's called Search for Common Ground, and it's, you know, it's efforts, very creative efforts around the world to have people realize that they can work with each other, and that it's better to work together and respect each other than it is to fight each other.
Well, yeah. How much better would the world be if we could get along and show some respect? Oh my goodness. Maybe you agree with this, Nancy, that I am in true belief that the world is really awakening and helping to begin to balance that female masculine energy that has been very masculine for centuries. And it's really interesting to see collaboration coming up over and over, whether it be business to business or country to country, and learning to work together, mm-hmm. and bringing out strengths and not just being ego driven.
Yeah, women understand this so well. It's so natural to us to be more accepting and to work with others and to find a gentler way to resolve issues. So I think that is starting. It still has a long way to go, but it's starting to be more prevalent, not prevalent, but more present.
It has begun.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing, that it has at least begun, regardless of where it is in the process. But making that paradigm shift is a beautiful thing, and I'm one that I am 100,000% behind.
Yes.
Nancy, thank you for sharing your sheroes with us today. Please tell us her names one more time.
Yes. Hildegard Berg.
Okay.
B-E-A-R-G, like my name.
Mm-hmm.
And Susan Colin Marks.
Fantastic. And Marks is M-A-R-X or K-S?
M-A-R-K-S.
K-S, okay. Well, thank you again, Nancy, for sharing those wonderful women with us who have made a huge difference in our world. So we're talking with Nancy Berg today on a Life Balance Day on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. And specifically, she co-authored a book with three other gals called Reboot Your Life, Energize Your Career and Life by Taking a Break and Taking Sabbaticals. Taking a reboot break or sabbatical break, whichever term resonates best with you. You've got a great website that's rebootbreak.com, which I'll put up on my Facebook here in just a moment. But what are some of the reboot robbers that you mentioned before we went out on break?
Yeah, I mentioned a term that we've coined called sabbatical robbers. And the reason to bring this up is not to go all negative on you or anything, but just to let you know that as with anything in life, there can be challenges. And so a sabbatical robber is someone who keeps you from really doing as fulsomely as you wanted to what you set out to do on your break. And Unfortunately, the biggest robber can be you.
Mm-hmm.
It can be me.
We do tend to get in our own way so often.
We get into our own way. I am a great procrastinator.
No.
You know, there's procrastination and there's guilt. And there's just, you know, just not getting to doing something or thinking something's too hard. You know, like somebody says, I'm going to go on break and I'm going to go to Australia. I've never been to Australia. Well, you never get around to planning it. Okay. So whose fault is that? That's, you know, that's a sabbatical robber. But then there are other sabbatical robbers, and I'm sure you all will identify with this. Sometimes when you announce that you're going to take a break and you tell your family, which you do need to do in advance, communicate it, but then you tell other people, all of a sudden, they think you have all the time in the world. So why don't you take over the carpool and do it every day?
Mm-hmm.
You've got time. Or why don't you run the PTA? Why don't you be on this nonprofit board? Why don't you do the childcare in the afternoon? The main thing to do is to learn to really figure out, go back and look at your sabbatical goals and to really figure out whether these things fit in. And, you know, if somebody says, I'd like you to spend more time with your grandchild, well, that's not a sabbatical robber. You probably do want to spend more time with the grandchild. On the other hand, if the child come over every single day, you know, after school, that may interfere with other things. And, so we advise people to really think about whether it's a sabbatical robber or a sabbatical gift,
mm-hmm.
like the grandchild, and but to look in the mirror and practice graciously saying no.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge for any life balance, is the ability
mm-hmm.
to say no with grace and style.
Mm-hmm.
And to be okay with that no and not have any unnecessary anxiety around saying no. I think women especially are conditioned to not know very well how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they become the martyrs and the victims over and over
mm-hmm.
because of that one little word.
Yeah. And one of our interviewees suggested that the first thing to do is, if it's hard for you, you kind of choke on the word no, is to say, well, let me think about that. So you can buy yourself a little time, so then you can practice your speech. Or you can figure out a compromise. You know, look, I'd be glad to do it 2 days a week. Or, you know, whatever. Or I'd be glad to come on your board after I go back to work. Kind of thing.
Well, when I was going through transition 7 years ago, I learned the power of no, and I would actually say, oh, thank you so much for inviting me to that, but I've already made plans for that evening. And literally, it was me making a date with myself
mm-hmm.
and the hot tub and a glass of wine,
yeah,
just so that I could, you know, heal and recharge my battery.
Yeah.
So it's important that, you know, whatever you put on your checkbook and your calendar are your priorities, and so put yourself a priority.
Put yourself on the calendar,
mm-hmm.
that is for sure.
And you know, that is a very short sabbatical. It's an evening, but nonetheless, it is something that you can do to recharge your battery. And,
yeah.
and like you were talking about earlier, whether it's painting or drawing or listening to music that
mm-hmm.
soothes your soul, or taking a hot bath, a bubble bath, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, playing a round of golf, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
find those little joy breaks and to really recharge your battery, to reboot and to get some clarity and to find some space to breathe or reconnect with nature. It's just so important.
One of the things we talk about in the book is mini sabbaticals. And you were just talking about what I'd call a micro sabbatical, like that evening in the hot tub. You know, I mean, it's so important. Yeah. And it does account for a lot of goodness in life when you can do that. But we have the idea of mini sabbaticals that people can do if they're trepidatious about undertaking a whole sabbatical. Is you can do a mini sabbatical. You can test, for example, for a weekend being off of your phone
mm-hmm.
or your computer, or you can set aside a month to go somewhere to go practice go do some volunteering or do something that you want to do. And then once people have, this is jumping ahead a little, but we also talk about living the lifelong sabbatical. Once you've done one, you've learned a lot. You know, you've learned a lot about balance. You've learned a lot more about yourself. And to take what you learned and apply it, you know, like I'm going to go to the art museum more often because I love it so much. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And one of the things that you can do in living the lifelong sabbatical is do mini sabbaticals, kind of until you get up to your next full sabbatical.
So really living your life on purpose and planning for those moments of joy and recharge, mm-hmm. whether they be micro, mini, or long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and life, and that is how you build a lifelong sabbatical or be able to be in that space of innovation and creation and enjoyment and just true enjoyment of life. I don't know. I mean, enjoyment just doesn't seem to like cover what is possible on a sabbatical like that.
Yeah.
But it seems inadequate, but that's the only word that's coming to mind. But
Yeah. Enjoyment. It's certainly that's included in it. Enjoyment. It's sort of like rediscovering and embracing your life.
Mm.
We have discovered that there are four phases, roughly, of a sabbatical. The first one is creating space, and it's a time when, you know, you've left your job, you get busy and you clean out the drawers that you haven't done for years, and you just start doing stuff to kind of clear physical and mental space around yourself. And then you kind of put your life in order. And then the second one is reconnection, and it's revitalizing connections to people, places, activities, and self. And the third one is exploration, and that's when you excuse me, so sorry. When you do you try new things, and it would include, if you're able to, it would include travel. And then the fourth one is reentry. And that's starting a new chapter of your life. It's before you've actually gone back to work, but it's when you're focusing a little more on how you're going to do that. And
let's cover that right after this break, Nancy,
okay.
on how to re-enter after you do take a sabbatical.
Sure.
So we're here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, Life Balance Day, with Nancy Berg, author, co-author of Reboot Your Life. So talking all about how to find that creative space here on Inspiring and Empowering Radio on 1400 AM KKZZ.
Free, set the
Want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
There it is. Welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. As usual, Tom finds the most perfect songs for us, and we are talking about relaxing so that you can reboot your battery and reboot your life. And that is the book by our author, our guest today. She co-authored the book Reboot Your Life, Energize Your Career and Life by Taking a Break. And to find out more about this fantasticness is rebootbreak.com, rebootbreak.com. So check it out. They've got some great blogs. blog articles. I'm looking at Living the Lifelong Sabbatical right now, and there's 10 things that you can do, which are also discussed in the book, to keep the benefits of your sabbatical part of your everyday life. So check out that awesome information. Before we left on break, we were talking about how to re-enter once you have taken a mini or long sabbatical and getting back into the workplace, because I'm sure there's a bit of a transitional change there.
Yes. Yes. It is. It is a change, because you're getting back into the, I don't want to say grind, because you're going to not make it a grind when you go back.
You're going to be recharged.
You're
so
going to be recharged. And one of the things you need to think about as you're getting ready to re-enter, it's a very exciting and satisfying time, because you spend time looking back on what you've done, what you've learned on the sabbatical, and you can be thinking then more deeply at pulling it all together in your mind and in your heart about what it is you want to be doing. Now, whether that's a new career or a new direction, or whether it's just how you want to be in your job, in the job you go back to. So it's a very special time, and we suggest to people that they not rush it. You can't kind of decide one day that it's over, it's time, you know, I'm going back. You actually should be trying to plan. When you plan your sabbatical, kind of know when you're going to start looking at going back, so that you've got that carved out and you don't rush it.
Well, I think it is important to have that strategy mm-hmm. going in, during, and after, and to that way you've really thought it out well, so that you can enjoy the time, all three of those phases, very well, and to reduce the stress around the transitions of each of those. Because oftentimes people are somewhat allergic to change, and those transitions are definitely changed to
yeah.
our homeostasis, so to speak. And so if we can really be thoughtful around that and be very clear about how each of those stages look, feel, and sound like, then it will make that transition much easier and help the flow going in and going back into the workplace when it's over. So
mm-hmm. that's very true. Yeah, one of the things, and you've just said it, but we have a rather large chapter on planning, and we do think it's important. We think it's important to be spontaneous too and flexible, but it does help a reboot break to have some planning done, so you don't miss out on what you want to do, and it helps. Yeah, at every phase, you don't have to have a hard and fast date at which you will, you know, go from one phase to another. But it helps to plan it ahead.
Definitely, definitely. So, anything else you'd like to share with us, and any action items that you'd like to leave our guests with today, so that
yeah,
they can?
I actually do have an action item I'd like to leave. This takes us back. Now we've kind of gone through a lot of the sabbatical. One thing we didn't talk about is the motivations for sabbatical. But I think you, Kimberly, and anyone else would know what those kind of things are. The motivations, you know, to we talked about course correction, changing career. There, you know, some people really want so much to volunteer that they volunteer, take time out to volunteer. We have people who don't know what they're going to do in retirement, and I put retirement in quotes because people are now not retiring like our parents did, you know, where they cut off work completely and didn't work anymore, but taking a pre-retirement sabbatical to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your working life and then in retirement can be a great thing. So I wanted to mention that. But the action item I have is something that I know personally really works, and we do it at our Reboot Your Life retreats that we do. We do these for small groups. We do several a year. The next one is actually in Sun Valley, Idaho, from June 1st to 3rd. But it's a visualization exercise, and it's to help answer the question, what are your dreams for your time off, or for what you want your life to look like? And it's been scientifically shown that if you connect walking and thinking, that you're more creative. And so I would suggest to you, and what we do at our Reboot Your Life retreats, is we have people go out somewhere pretty, and heaven knows that's easy for you where you are, for about a half hour. Go by yourself and just walk and think and try to visualize yourself doing what you want to do, whether it's what you want to do on a break or what you want your life to look like. And to just keep walking, and don't talk to people. Just walk and think and have that vision. And then after about a half hour, have your journal with you or a piece of paper, whatever. Sit down somewhere quiet and write it down. And it is, we think it will be a real insight into your true thinking. And then we hope it'll be a stimulus to actually go ahead and take a reboot break, or to just move forward on the vision you've had. So that's the action item I'd love to share.
Well, and that is certainly something that I do to break a certain energy that may be kind of funky, is to go for a walk, mm-hmm. and to take some breathing and clear out the head. And it's amazing, mm-hmm. that when you move your body in that way, it, mm-hmm. it definitely helps to change the energy, to cycle it through, to mm-hmm. release it, and to get out of the funky vibe and to bring in the creativity and, mm-hmm. and the answers. It's so interesting.
You know, but once you have it written down, you know, you can go back to it. And it's pretty interesting because later you might forget you wrote it down. And then you go back to it and you say, I remember that vision. Mm-hmm. I remember that feeling. It felt great.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it is so important for our listeners and for those who listen live today or listen to this recording after the fact, that you reconnect with yourself, and taking a reboot break or a sabbatical, micro, mini, or otherwise, is vital to your well-being and having that true wealth experience in your life and living brilliantly. So, Nancy, thank you so much for sharing with us today. Again, Nancy Berg, co-author of the book Reboot Your Life, and check out their website at rebootbreak.com. For those of you looking for ongoing support, the Compass community, of course, is an extremely supportive community, primarily for women. We also have a teen girl program. Men's programs are coming on board later on this year. But today, to find out and experientially how group life coaching is not only effective, extremely effective, but it's also ridiculously affordable. And it's time for you to know your worth today. Know your worth Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. The phone number and how to get on that conference call. And it's very interactive and very, very supportive and loving community. Toolsforbetterliving.com is one of my websites. Toolsforbetterliving.com, all spelled out. And you can find out the whole schedule of these experiential demonstrations of group life coaching, the different topics that we cover, every day of the week, and the different times that they are available, that you can share with a friend, maybe invite a friend so that you'll know somebody on the call. But even if you join the call without a friend, you will be loved on and supported. And I'm very, very confident that you will learn something about yourself and how to improve your life. And that's certainly what we're all about here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, is for you to improve your life, because when you do, the world is never, ever the same. So I challenge you to dare to be more brilliant today than you were yesterday, and to share that shine with those around you, to give them permission to shine a little brighter too. So take care, and we will see you back here tomorrow, here again on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ.